This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. The Bharatiya Janata Party has registered a decisive victory in Delhi Assembly election, returning to power after 27 years by defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party. The BJP has won 48 seats in the 70-member Legislative Assembly, while the AAP bagged 22 seats. The third contender, Congress, has been completely wiped out in the polls after failing to win a single seat. A party winning more than the halfway mark of 35 seats formed the government in the national capital. The prominent winners of the BJP include Pravesh Sahib Singh of New Delhi, the Vijender Gupta of Rohini, Kapil Mishra of Karawal Nagar, Tarvinder Singh Marwa of Jangpura, Majinder Singh Sirsa from Rajouri Garden, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikhar Roy from Gitakrinash, and Harish Khurana from Motinagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdath from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai from Baburpur, Virender Singh Karyan from Delhi Cant, Kuldeep Kumar in Kondli seat, Jarnail Singh in Tilaknagar East, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, and Sahi Ram for Tughlaqabad. The notable faces who lost include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awadh Ojha and Jitinder Singh Shanti, Congress Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Binduri and Rajkumar Anand. In the by-elections, BJP's Chandrabanu Paswan has won from this Milkipur Assembly constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Chandira Kumar, VC of Dravid Muneka Karagam, has won by poll in Erode Assembly constituency in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked the people of Delhi for giving the mandate to the party in Delhi Assembly polls. Addressing the BJP workers at the party headquarters in the national capital, emphasized that the country yesterday is opting for a policy of contentment over appeasement. He asserted that the youth born in the 21st century will now see BJP's good governance in Delhi for the very first time. The Prime Minister assured that the BJP's victory, Delhi will witness the world-class urban infrastructure now. He said that the Delhi Assembly poll results are indicative of the trust and the country has the BJP's double-engine government.
साथियों आज दिल्ली की जनता ने साफ कर दिया है कि दिल्ली की असली मालिक सिर्फ और सिर्फ दिल्ली की जनता है.
Hitting out on the Aam Aadmi Party, the Prime Minister claimed that the anti-graft party ruled out the corrupt. And Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for imposing the trust of the party in the take of the national capital to the newer heights. Addressing the gathering, the BJP President JP Nadda said that the results of the Delhi Assembly polls show that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi resides in the hearts of Delhiites. The Aam Aadmi Party National Governor Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of the Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended the wishes of the Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed the confidence that the BJP will fulfill the people's aspiration for which they are chosen. The Congress President Mallikarjun Khagre stated that the party tried to create an atmosphere in the public's interest, that the public did not give Congress the mandate in Delhi. He mentioned that the Congress accepts the people's verdict. The senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also said that his party accepts the mandate of Delhi with humility. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi thanked all the Congress workers in Delhi for their dedication. He added that the fight against pollution, inflation and the corruption will continue. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark this crucial visit of France and the United States from Monday. Mr. Modi will co-chair the Artificial Intelligence Action Summit with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris. From France, the Prime Minister will head to Washington for his first meeting with the US President Donald Trump since the second term inauguration in January this year. In the ISL football, the Hyderabad FC defeated Mohammedan SC by 3-1 at GMC Balione Athletic Stadium in Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.